My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
4-3. Oh no. Oh no. I'm about to pull an Atlanta Falcons over here. Not ideal. Wait a minute. Before we get Mario in here, great one, because you'll appreciate this one, I think. Yesterday, because I am a 100-year-old man, as a 100-year-old man is wont to do, I was watching some TV, watching the hurricane coverage of Milton as it approached Florida.
Well, you've got good reason. I mean, you can still have family in Florida. So you got, yeah.
So I'm watching the Weather Channel. Mario will appreciate this too. I'm watching the Weather Channel, and they got a reporter down in Tampa. And this is as the eye of the storm's coming ashore. So you got that break. Yeah, it was a real small eye wall because it's a super developed storm. And the reporter on the Weather Channel said this. Hang on, I gotta change the channel over because I screwed up again because I'm bad at my job. The reporter from the Weather Channel said
I still think that should count. That's the equivalent of not turning your mic on.
No. Anyway. The Atlanta Falcons catching strays on the Weather Channel. I have never loved the Weather Channel more, Mario. Never loved them more than reporters dropping bows on the Dirty Birds in the middle of a hurricane, man.
It's called being a professional. It's called sticking on your feet. I respect that a lot. You know, gotta find the humor in everything. Humor heals all. So I like this guy's attitude, man. And can we, like, Alonzo, we're not going to address the elephant in the room. This is 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, tank top Thursday's a thing now, bud.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Tank top Thursday's a thing now.
Let me ask you, Mario, because you work on many shows and do a fine job, by the way. If one of the shows you were on, they required you to wear a tank top, would you just look at them and laugh and go, I ain't wearing no tank top? Or would you wear a tank top?
I probably would do everything I can to not wear a tank top.
Yeah, so I mean, he has declared it is Tank Top Thursday.
Mario has literally worn sleeveless shirts on the air with me.
I don't think I have,
actually. Yeah, you did, because you ended the show going, this is my lucky sleeveless hoodie. This is my lucky shirt. I wear it because it's lucky.
Oh, that was, yeah, because it was late at night. And I think I was getting sick. And so I was like, oh my gosh. So I had to like change really quickly. And I kept getting like hotter and hotter.
Yeah, when you get sick, nothing feels better than a sleeveless hoodie. You should know that.
It does feel really good.
Yeah, it's also comfortable.
I'd like to point out that this is back-to-back weeks of not an NBA jersey at all, of basketball jerseys from movies.
Oh, I got more. I put the for the record, same movie, but I put the Monstar jersey in earlier this week.
You should. I mean, you're pointing out the jersey, but the obvious thing is the punk glasses. Because he put them on, he's been a punk all day.
I mean, you look.
He's not denying it either.
You look good, you feel good, you feel good, you play good. Welcome to it. Hey, it's Hayden Ask Mario. Mario Heron from the BetQL Network, former executive producer of Bet for the Cycle on Saturdays, noon to four with myself and former Major League Baseball player Cody Decker, now the executive producer of BetMGM Tonight, which you can hear on this and other fine audio stations around the nation from 7 p. till 11 p. every single weekday. Joining us to talk a little National Football League. Mario, let's dive right in. Let's start over in the NFC South since we left off talking Panthers in the last segment. But it went real, real bad against Chicago this past weekend for the Panthers. A week after, they have a respectable showing and performance against the Bengals. And let's be clear, Carolina's had a ton of injuries. They lost Shaq Thompson. They lost Derrick Brown. They lost Taylor Moton. They've lost Austin Corbett. They've got pretty much every Pro Bowler on the team, with the exception and Adam Thielen. They've been banged up quite a bit. Was this more Carolina's real bad, or is Caleb Williams taking a step forward?
I would say it's more of Caleb Williams taking a step forward, and it was a game that Chicago, you know, going the narrative route, it was a game like Chicago really needed not to win but to dominate. Like, if they would have went out there and beat the Carolina Panthers by 3 points, by, you know, 4 points on Chicago radio, on, you know, TV across America, it wouldn't be, oh, like the Bears won. It'd be the Bears barely beat the Panthers, who might have the worst record in the NFL. There's more panic in Chicago. Flu seats gets hotter. Was Caleb Williams really the right pick at one? Like, everyone's seat gets a little bit warmer, and it would have been bad for the team, bad for the morale. It was a moment where the Bears had to make sure they told everyone, yes, we have jumped to a different level. We are, quote-unquote, a playoff team. They had to do it. And like you said, I think it was a perfect Caleb Williams coming out spot. And it was, man. That was Caleb's best game by far. Threw for over 300 yards, was 20 for 29, 2 touchdowns. Every pass looked crisp. He played relaxed. He played comfortable. And it was something that that team really needed. So I think it was more of the Bears just coming up in a spot going, we have to dominate to show everyone who we are, than it was the Carolinas, a poorly ran team. It's just not a good team right now. They have a ton of injuries. That doesn't help them. Let's face it, that roster's not overly talented. And they're coming from a very emotional loss, I would say, against the Cincinnati Bengals. Like, a letdown was coming, and it just so happened it was against Chicago in week 5.
We're talking to Mario Heron from the BetQL Network. Speaking of rook quarterbacks, because I absolutely agree with the take on Caleb Williams, Patriots going to Drake May. This is an awful idea. It's an awful idea. You're going to throw him out there behind it, and not just an atrocious offensive line, but an atrocious and banged up offensive line for a team that's just not good anyway. Like, I get it. He's the shiny new toy. He's the hope. He's the optimism for the future. You're going to get the kid killed. And I know why you're doing it, because he's quick. He's shockingly mobile for a North Carolina Tar Heel quarterback, all due respect. You're going to get this kid killed. Like, of all the young quarterbacks the last couple of years, because I'm a big believer in sit the rooks, let the rooks learn, let them get up to speed, Drake May is the one I'm most concerned with.
I was for sitting him because, again, like, these O-line's terrible. They just lost their center, who's arguably their best O-lineman, so that's not great. Your weapons are weapons for a high school football team. I really don't get is going, hey, your first start, kid, is going to be against a Super Bowl contender, against a great defensive mind in the D'Amico Ryans, against a hell of a secondary, not against a Miami Dolphins, who, similar to them, does not have a lot of talent on roster right now on the defensive side, who are getting, you know, decimated by injuries. That's a smarter start. But instead, yeah, let's go ahead and have you go against Stroud, where the pressure is more going to be on. Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that instead. It just makes no sense to me. You're setting Drake May up to fail, and you're putting a lot of pressure that's already there on a kid that's going to be a starting quarterback for the New England Patriots, who still are hunting for the next Tom Brady. And no matter what you do, every game that you do, every second snap throw, third snap throw, well, what was Tom Brady's third, you know, throw like? You know, you're going to get compared to that constantly. I just don't think it was smart for the Pats to do it in this game. Like, the week after that, you have the Jaguars. The Jaguars are terrible. Why not start him then? You know, and you're going in Jacksonville. It's an away game, but, like, Jacksonville's not a hard place to play. You're not going to go there and go, oh, man, they have the 12th man out there. Like, come on.
They,
like,
barely got 12 men in the stands total.
Exactly. They don't even have a 12 men in the pool that they have in the freaking wherever it is there.
I don't get the decision. I don't understand the decision. All right, story of the week, Robert Saleh relieved of his duties by the New York Football Jets, and now there's this big conversation going on about, you know, Aaron Rodgers, was he responsible for this? He said yesterday that he's disappointed that people are putting this on him, despite the fact that my dude has effectively been the GM since he showed up in New York. Just open-ended question. Where are you coming down on this whole Jets story?
It should have been a move that they made in February, and instead they made it in October, which that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And that in the Hackett, you keep him around for another year. That doesn't make sense to me. The whole situation, Rob, is just another example of how the New York Jets are so far behind on every organization and putting a competent team together. Every move they make seems like a move made too late. And I think that's just what this was. Robert Saleh getting fired was a move made too late. You're going to bring in Ulbrich, who, honestly, the defense is fantastic. The defense has never been the problem. It's been the offense. And you've done nothing really to address it except, you know, giving Rodgers what more control and just going, well, just Rodgers can fix everything. Rodgers can fix everything. This is not 32 years old Aaron Rodgers. This is 40 years old Aaron Rodgers. He can barely move. And, you know, the arm's not what it used to be. It's a disaster. It's what happens when you give too much power to a player and let the player run rapid. That's what happens. We see it across all sports, right? The Nets give Durant way too much power. How many playoff games did they win? Did they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals? Did they win the NBA championship? They did not. Don't do that. There's a reason why you're GM. There's a reason why there's a head coach. Yes, opinions matter, and you should get everyone's opinion. But at the end of the day, you can't let someone take that much control. They let someone take that much control. Now they're in a position that they're in. I actually do think they win this weekend, by the way, against the Bills. I think there's going to be a little bit of a bump. And maybe that's Ryan Horvath screaming in my ear too much about the New York Jets. That could be it too. But I could see that happening for them. It's just this organization's a disaster. And I'm starting to jump on the hot take that I don't think they get Devontae Adams. Because why would he want to go there now? Why? It's everything's worse than it is in Las Vegas. It's a terrible situation. You're not going to win.
It's bad in New York, and I for one, really, as much as I'm not a fan of Aaron Rodgers, at the same time, I don't think it's fair to just immediately throw the blame at his feet for everything that's gone wrong. But man, like, the aspects of the game that Robert Saleh was primarily in charge of, that is the defensive side of the football, it's been the only thing good about the Jets, and you're letting them go when Hackett's there. It's just optics in that Saleh and Rodgers clearly weren't good. You can say what you want, but the lack of a hug heard round the world videos probably been played a gazillion times on Twitter this week, A.
Yeah.
And B, Nathaniel can't Hackett's bad at his job, but he kept his when the offense is entirely the problem. I mean, I don't want to throw it all at Aaron Rodgers, but man, everything about this story says this ran through Aaron Rodgers.
Everything screams that. And I know he's saying, you know, it doesn't, and, you know, he had no part in it, yada, yada, yada. Brother, just look at the little pieces that we got like the past week and a half. The late night call from Woody. All right. The, you know, fake hug heard around the world. The battle about the cadence back and forth between them through the media. And then you're sitting there going, no, we have a great relationship. We're best friends. Dude, I would, if I worked my best friend in that capacity, you would never even hear me say that I didn't like the outfit that he chose, because I just wouldn't want to give that to the media and wouldn't want them to run with it. Like, it was just weird to me. But again, Rodgers loves the media attention. He loves the, you know, he's an eye guy. He likes the spotlight on him. So I think he's going to do everything he can to get the spotlight. And he can say how much he doesn't like the rumors. Brother, you love the rumors. You love us talking about you.
I said the same thing, and I based it on the fact that he passed on his appearance with McAfee on what was it, Tuesday or whatever, when the news broke, or the hours after the news broke, and then just rescheduled it for the next day. I'm like, I would think if there was ever a time for the whole team to kind of retreat into the locker room, group up, yeah, get on the same page, like, maybe he's now, and he goes on and does this a totally normal segment.
How many days does that require? So
not
a week?
Less than one.
How many? Well, obviously you have a number in your mind.
No,
what is
I don't.
It?
But I just know it's more than 17 hours, right? Like, it's like not even. Okay, I don't have a number in my head. You don't either. Is it more than 17 hours? Because it feels like it should be to me.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it, but I find it kind of counterintuitive. Like, we need to come together, you know, as a locker room. We need to come together. We need to take more accountability. Okay. Why don't you do that like now? Like, why do you need to announce that?
Here, you know what? Here it is, Mario. Here's what my problem is with it. I'll say this and then I'll shut up because I do have one more important thing we have to discuss. Here's my thing. Don't on one day go, well, I don't like that it's all about me. I don't like this story focuses on me. I don't like that people are throwing me in there as the bad guy. And then 16 hours later, go on one of the most watched sports podcasts and shows in America and talk about it. Like, take the week off. Go in the locker room with the boys. Get on the same page with Nathaniel Can Hackett in the game. It just feels weird to go, I don't want this all to be about me. Hello, everyone in America. Here I am for my weekly segment.
All right. I just, you know what? If we had Aaron Rodgers on once a week and then he couldn't, you'd be all upset that he couldn't come on that week. You'd be, why is he not on here? Listen, we have him scheduled. Why is he not here?
But to that point, though, like, look at, it's not like they need Rodgers. It's not like they live and die by Rodgers. I'd say Pat McAfee has a good enough guess where they can live.
Correct. And B, if Mario texted me.
Hey, we don't need him either. Three times, man, we've won the sports show of the year. I'm just going to point that out.
If Mario texted me at, let's say, 8:55 on a Thursday and said, yo, Horvat just. He just quit. He's gone. The whole show's, I can't come on this week. You know what my response would be? Yeah, I get it. For sure. That's a enormous change in your job and your life. This man's head coach got bounced, and then 17 hours later, after saying, I don't want this to all be about me, immediately went and made it about him.
So if our boss were to just suddenly retire, we shouldn't work for the rest of the week. I'm not going to say get fired because that ain't going to happen because he's awesome.
No,
and there's no way he could ever be fired.
But if my boss got fired on Monday and we were in the bleep and I called Mario and went, hey, I can't do my weekly appearance on BetMGM tonight, I'm pretty sure Mario wouldn't go, oh, yeah, no, that's terrible,
no,
Rob.
Mario would go, but you're going to do your own show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but Rodgers, just because
Rodgers' own show is playing football. He went on somebody else's.
And you have the week that you have right now is a pretty important week. Monday Night Football against the Buffalo Bills, your, you know, kind of division rival. That, like, this game matters and could really help you win the division this year. Like, it's not like it's a, you got, you know, the Panthers this week. And it's like, all right, you know. No, you got Josh Allen.
Shots fired.
Handing out strays.
You have one more good. And you're going to end this on a positive note because that's what you've done.
Oh, no.
All week.
No, I'm not.
I mean, this entire day has been nothing but positivity
from
that
side. No,
I'm not.
For those of you on the stream, you're about to see it. Mario, what in the hell is this? You eat your Kit Kats by just taking a bite out of the end like a psychopath?
Are you really going to? That's how you eat them.
No, it's not. Their entire advertising campaign is about how you snap them into individual bars.
Dude.
More flavor.
Everyone's not like you.
It's the same. What do you mean more flavor?
Everyone's not like you, Rob. You get more with taking a big bite like that. I'm completely with you, Mario.
Hear me out, Rob. When you take off stick by stick, you're getting minimum flavor. You're getting just a little bit of it. When you go straight on and you bite, it's everything, baby. You're getting the whole shebang. When you eat a burger, you nibble on the burger. No, you try to bite to the middle so you can get
Mario. If I take two pieces of burger and cut them and then put them on top of each other, does it taste more like burger? No, you're just eating more of it. It's the same amount of taste. You're just psychopathically taking hunks out of this thing.
All right. I gotta stop.
This is
you for
serial
a second.
Killer behavior.
We have breaking news that I can't talk about. Look at your phone.
Oh God!
No, look at your phone. I hate to do this, but look at your phone. I just want to see your reaction, see if it's the same one I was having, and you just ignored me.
I don't have anything yet.
Oh, okay. You do because it was sent to me and you.
Told you. I don't care about Mario anymore. We got somebody else coming on. I'm kidding, Mario. No. What is this?
By the way, Mario, don't let him do this to you. This is ridiculous. Dude, this is awesome. This is how
UNC
I eat it too.
Chris just texted the show. This is another fellow Tar Heel, Mario, and he says, I quote: "The logic on Kit Kats makes sense. However, this is Thanos level behavior." Could not agree more.
It's not.
And guess who's the only guy that defeated the Avengers? Thanos.
He did not. He literally lost the movie. That's the end of the entire Marvel arc. He lost.
Well, just because of time travel. If time travel didn't exist, he won.
Exactly.
Yeah, he
kind of got screwed in the end.
He did.
Shane said it's the same amount of stick when you break it. The flavor doesn't increase by putting more of it in your mouth.
Yeah, it actually does.
That's not how flavor works. No, it doesn't.
It does for sure.
It's more mass.
If you put a little bit of jalapeno on, then you put a whole lot of jalapeno on,
it still tastes like that. No, that's difference because now we're on the Scoville scale, which there's
man.
A difference.
Chocolate
there's
works
no,
that way
there's
too.
There's no chocolate scale like a Scoville
Absolutely
unit scale.
There is. There for
Rob,
sure.
If I take one chicken nugget and put another chicken nugget on it and eat them both, is it more chicken nuggety?
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's more. Yeah. Without a doubt.
I think science and math would disagree on that one. That could have been a bad example on your part. I'll leave you with this: some choose to lead, some choose to follow,
and right? Some choose to burn everything down around them.
And that would be you, because I mean you're outnumbered here as usual.
Yeah.
By you two.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be outnumbered and it's by you two, I know I'm doing okay.
Last I checked, there's three of us on the show right now. That would mean you're the minority in this.
Yeah, exactly.
I like the commenter on Twitter who said, low-key, keep an eye on your pets around Mario. Could not agree more.
All I'm saying is, I will say this. When I was in college, I used to have a chocolate chip waffle.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
And two Kit Kats every day for breakfast my freshman year. And
freshman 15, baby.
Dude, and I would just eat it like that walking down like the class my freshman year, and I would get insane looks.
Yeah, because like, it's insane.
I would be like, what a great idea. I mean, nothing's more college than that.
Oh, my goodness.
It was great.
Oh, my goodness. I have a migraine.
For it. 9 a.m.
It's the same.
Maybe you have a migraine because you're wearing dark sunglasses in the room. Maybe that's why.
You're wearing a basketball jersey when it's almost winter.
When South Carolina, it's never winter here.
Ah, good point. God.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. That's the first time you made a good point this entire segment.
Hating ass Mario Heron from the BetQL Network. You can find him and Ryan Horvath and Brad Evans and a cast and crew of all-stars every single weeknight right here on the Fan Upstate from 7 to 11 p.m. for BetMGM tonight. Big dog, love you like a brother. Talk to you next Thursday, pal.
Love y'all. See ya. Fight Kit Kat hole.
Snap your Kit Kat, you psychopath. Hey, we got Fight Club with pretty big news, I'd say.
I think we'll break it.
Ask
Why
me
not?
If I'd say it's big news.
Do you think it's big news?
Yes, boy! I'll tell you what it is when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
All right, just in time for the Fight Club, we got some big news. Some big news. If you are a fan of the WWE, which is coming to town tomorrow night for SmackDown, and if you listen to the show, you got to be a fan of wrestling. If not, we'll make you a fan of wrestling because that is our goal in life. Not our only goal, but it is a goal. So tomorrow, calling into the show, we wish that they could come in studio, but they're, you don't always get that. Pretty Deadly is coming.
Yes,
the
boy!
Show. Pretty Deadly, okay?
I got to tell you, I have never, they're not even going to see me unless we're trying to see if we can work them out on the stream, which would be dope. I don't care if they can't see me. Oh, I got another pair of glasses like these, different color. Those are getting broken out tomorrow. All right, we're just going full fashion icons tomorrow.
But I think you could bring the attitude and it'll work with them. So really looking forward to talking to Pretty Deadly. there are wrestlers that are the guys that you don't want to be in a room with because they'll beat the mess out of you. And then there are wrestlers that are entertaining, and every time they come on, they're entertaining, and these guys are that.
Yeah, they're the best. I don't know what to tell you. They are
one of them is named Elton. I mean,
one of them is named Elton.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I want you to know they might be my favorite tag team in the game right now. It's just comedy gold, and they have had some bangers on top of that. Really excited about that.
Yeah, they can absolutely wrestle too. And that's
what
helps. If you go the comedy route and you can wrestle also, it leads to a lot of cool things. All right. Just told you that SmackDown's going to be at the Well tomorrow night. Always a good time when the WWE comes to town. And wow, now I can strike something else off the. It is so. This is one of the coolest times in my radio career. The fact that we've been able to interview so many wrestlers, and I don't really get nervous interviewing wrestlers because they're awesome.
Yes, boy,
they really are. All right, a couple things in WWE before we jump to a pay-per-view in AEW that will be for Nerf Wall.
Word.
And you and I both not completely up to speed on AEW, which makes it a little more even ground. A couple more things on WWE. Are you glad CM Punk and Drew McIntyre feud is over?
Allegedly over.
Yeah. I mean,
no, I honestly
staples,
enjoyed it.
Staples, man, staples.
I enjoyed it, and they put it's one of those things where it's like professional athletes. I want professional athletes to go out on top. It gets sad when, and it doesn't, some of them do, but it gets sad when they hang on a little too long and the performance dips, and especially if it gets to the point that they are very clearly costing their team. It's kind of the same with wrestling matches. I want you to walk out on a 5-star OMG banger, and that match was gratuitous violence at its finest. I was all in for it. So yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You kill a feud when you can't take it any further. And my question is, where would you go to take that story further? I don't know that there is anywhere.
Well, the story's over because Seth Rollins walked out and kind of interrupted CM Punk a little bit. So we're getting back to that. What was going to be a WrestleMania match. And you hate to see anyone get hurt, but CM Punk getting hurt led to that double main event last year, which was pretty good. Does NXT have the best women's division in all of wrestling, especially with two new additions?
Does it? Yes.
You got Julia. You got Vakour coming in. It was a pretty big deal when they both were in the ring together.
Yep.
Tuesday night on the CW.
Does it? Yes. Should it? I'd argue no. I argue AEW should have a better division, but it's just like it's an afterthought over there, which is a big problem for me. It's one of my biggest complaints about that company right now. But in terms of the roster and what they are doing with it, yes, I think NXT is doing better than anybody else. You effectively have it on the main roster. You've got the Nia Tiffany Stratton story going on right now. What else is being done on the women's side? Right, like that. You have the tag belts, but I don't think your tag champions have really been challenged in a way that's been interesting lately.
Well, they did lose, and then they got them back. So yeah. I mean, Isla Dawn and Fire. Yeah,
Alba Fire.
Yeah, and I got them mixed up. But anyway, they won the titles and then they lost it back to Jake.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. They won the titles because they had to give a Scottish team a Scottish win in Scotland because every other Scottish wrestler lost. So you had to have somebody go over, and that was the only choice that didn't create problems elsewhere.
I on behalf of this show, and I usually don't speak on behalf of the show, but I'm going to speak on behalf of this show, and Rob's going to completely agree with me. Shout out to Tony D and the family, because he got it done. He beat Obafemi.
Of course he did.
Yes.
Of course he did.
The previously undefeated Obafemi. It looked like it couldn't be done, but who got it done? Tony D got it done.
Because he had to, you know, sometimes if you want to get it done, you need the love, respect, and admiration of the family.
All right, one final thing for WWE. Is Rock the head of the other bloodline?
I love that we are asking about the other bloodline, because I don't know is the answer. I mean, I got Solo over here eating the L to the OTC Roman Reigns, but then I got The Rock coming out. Does Solo lay down for Dwayne? Do we have three bloodlines now? Do we have a Rock bloodline, a Solo bloodline, and a Roman bloodline? Is Roman going to be? So I don't know.
The Solo bloodline is the Rock bloodline. You watch.
We'll see.
That's what it is.
I mean, listen.
I suspected all along, and now I believe it's true.
People kept asking, are we going to kill the bloodline storyline? Like I said a minute ago about Seth and Drew. You kill a storyline when you can't go higher. Not further, higher. If you can't elevate, the story dies. You add The Rock back in the mix, the story is elevated.
Okay, because it is for... Nerf Wall on the Upstate Pulse. We're going to zoom through these things really quick. 11 matches are in AEW for Wrestle Dream. ROH World Television Championship, Atlantis Jr., who is the current champ, versus Brian Cage.
I mean, the Machine has just not been anything for a while. I have no idea what's happening in AEW.
I know. That's why this is your
chance. The door is open.
Okay.
This is your chance.
All right.
I don't know. Who? Brian Cage and who?
Atlantis Jr.
Brian Cage.
Okay, that's who I'm going with also. Eminem Collection versus The Acclaimed.
I mean, I'm always going to be down for Scissor Me Daddy.
All right, me too. Darby Allin versus Brody King. Darby Allin is giving some heel vibes right now.
Sorry, who?
Friend of the show, Darby Allin.
Thank you.
Is giving some heel vibes going up against Brody King, getting pretty personal. Brody King has destroyed Darby Allin in the past, including knocking him out choking him out while hanging him over the side of the ring. So who you got, Darby Allin, Brody King?
give me Brody King.
I am going to go with Darby Allin.
Okay.
Because of some help of some sort. All right. Hologram versus the Beast Mortos in a 2 out of 3 contest.
Dude. Hologram.
All right. Rob is going with Hologram. I am going to go with the Beast Mortos because he's a beast. All right. Hangman Adam Page versus the leader of the Bang Bang Gang, Jay White.
Hangman. No. Jay.
I'm going to go Jay also because in order to make this into a feud that they want to make happen, it's going to be because of interference, of course. And Hangman don't have friends anymore. So, yeah, I am also going to go with Jay White. And he just came back from injury, so he needs some love. All right, the ROH World Championship match between Mark Briscoe and Chris Jericho. And Jericho has stated that Mark's brother may have had a chance against him, but not him.
Stupid gimmick infringement. Gimmick infringement?
Yeah, because...
Holy crap,
the
Rob.
Gimmick, you got to watch
Holy
out for that.
Holy crap, Rob.
I am going to go with Mark Briscoe to retain.
I really want to join you, but it's also Jericho. It just seems like anytime that he wants a belt, they just give it to him. I'll join you. I'm a Briscoe guy. The only group that I allow to use the words "we them boys,"
and a member of the conglomerate, which we have had, friend of the show, Orange Cassidy, on the show.
Big fan.
Yeah. All right, AEW TNT Championship between the champion, the scapegoat, Jack Perry, and Katsuyori Shibata.
Jack Perry, because they're just going to refuse to stop trying to make Jack Perry a thing.
Yeah, I agree. AEW World Tag Team Championship, the Young Bucks versus Private Party. Yawn.
It's a spot fest. Just give me the Young Bucks. Why not?
Yeah, same here. All right, AEW International Championship between Will Ospreay, Ricochet, and Takeshita.
Nailed it. Stuck the landing.
I know I can say Takeshita. It's just the first one, Konosuke. I have trouble with Konosuke.
I really want it to be Ricochet. And there's a part of me that thinks that AEW goes the WWE mentality and goes, we got one of theirs, strap a belt on him immediately. But Will Ospreay is the best and most over wrestler on planet Earth. He retains.
All right, so Will Ospreay's having trouble with Don Callis. Takeshita is...
A Don Callis guy.
And is upset over being overshadowed about all the love going towards Ospreay. I'm going Takeshita wins.
Oh.
All right. AEW Women's World Championship, Mariah May versus Willow Nightingale. I'm going Willow Nightingale because she is my favorite wrestler for women on the AEW.
I know it is because it's always got to be sunshines and rainbows and glitters and unicorns for the great one, Lonzo. Mariah May is a star.
So that's who you're going with?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And finally, Bryan Danielson versus Jon Moxley. Kind of would be worth paying the money to watch this pay-per-view just for this match. The old BCC, I added a C just because of stuttering, and against Bryan Danielson. This is getting heated, which it should, between the two. I'm going Moxley. Does beat Danielson, and this is his final match. It is in Washington. They could put the swerve on there and him win and continue his career. We know his career is coming to an end, and I'm going Moxley.
I am not going to agree. I'm going to go Bryan Danielson. I think there is a retirement tour. I don't think it's a.
He's been on that tour.
I know, but I don't think it ends here. I could be wrong, but I don't think they have. I mean, I think they have him lose his last match, but I don't think it's in front of the hometown.
But here's
crowd.
The thing: I think he loses and doesn't retire because he wants the belt back.
Nah. I think when it's time, it's time. I'm going to go with BD for the win.
One more time as we go to break. Pretty deadly.
Yes,
on the show tomorrow. Pretty deadly on the show tomorrow. Pretty excited about it.
As soon as we get the deets confirmed about time and all that, we will put them out on the social media, and we'll just tell you, let's be honest, immediately out of the gate tomorrow morning. So be here for that. Going to be a good time. Friday night SmackDown live at the Bonscore Wellness Arena tomorrow evening. We're back after this to wrap up the show, The Rob Brown Show and The Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show wrapping up here on a Thursday. Big show lined up tomorrow. We got the owner, president of the Greenville Triumph, and the CBO of the Triumph, Joe and Doug Irwin, coming on the show tomorrow. If you missed the announcement earlier, man, as a soccer dude, I am over the moon. As a believer in local professional sports, I am over the moon. And as a fan and supporter of the Greenville Triumph, I am over the moon. Because yesterday, the Triumph announced that soccer legend Ronaldinho is now a member of the ownership group of the Greenville Triumph. That's remarkable. Like that I don't, if you're not a soccer guy, I don't really know like what I could use to. Yeah, I do. This would be like if you're like local arena league club had Tom Brady buy into it. This would be like if your local basketball club had Magic Johnson or Michael Jordan or Shaquille O'Neal buy into it. Like, and I mean, think about it. This dude is one of, and when I say this, trust me if you're a non-soccer guy, when I tell you, this is as if one of the greatest of all time came to your local club. And it's like that because that's what it is. Ronaldinho is one of the greatest to ever lace up a pair of boots, to don a kit, and to take to the pitch. He's so good that I am going to use soccer terms to talk about it. I'm going to use football terminology to refer to it. I don't do that all the time. I've told you guys in the past, I am a big believer in, when talking to people who aren't necessarily soccer people, I am a big believer in using American lingo for it, right? They're not boots, they're cleats. It's not a kit, it's a uniform. It's not a pitch, it's a field. Because what I don't want to happen, what I don't want to happen is have people feel uncomfortable or like they like they're out of the loop a little bit, right? Like if I'm going to talk about soccer, I want to talk about soccer in a way that non-soccer people don't feel like they're in over their head, like they're out of their depth, right? I don't want them to be uncomfortable because, you know, when you try to learn something new, you don't go right to the tippy top. I mean, some of you do, but you don't go right to the tippy top and dive head first in. That's a real good way to get overwhelmed. And if you get overwhelmed, you can get to a point in your overwhelmedness that you lose interest, right? You gotta go into the shallow end and wait around a little bit. So I've said for years, when we talk about soccer, I talk about soccer utilizing American sports terms so that if you've never been around soccer before, you're not driven away like, oh, this is too much. It's too much change from what I'm used to. I don't want to do that to you. But when we are talking about one of the greatest to ever play the game, and Ronaldinho coming on board with the Greenville Triumph, I don't know how to explain to you, if you don't already know, like how remarkable that is. Like how much of a huge, monumental thing that is for a local team. That, right? This is a team that has already done, as far as I'm concerned, of all the local teams I've ever worked for, with, and around in my 17 years doing this. I've already told you, I mean it when I tell you, I think the Greenville Triumph do the best job of any team I've ever been around at connecting to their local community. This puts that team, genuinely, this puts that team in the national spotlight. This puts that team in the nationals. This is now something that is going to be talked about on every major soccer outlet nationwide. This is the kind of thing that gets people buying jerseys in Tacoma, Washington, and Austin, Texas, and Boston, Massachusetts. This is huge. This is as if your local arena league team was bought into by Brady. Your local basketball team was bought into by Kevin Durant. This is an icon. And this is an icon who is now 100% on board. That's an incredible get. Joe and Doug Irwin join us tomorrow at 8:35 to talk about this. And somewhere just before that, Pretty Deadly joining the show. Yes, boy!
Going to be a great show tomorrow. Hopefully no glasses.
Oh, better glasses than this. And look how good these are.
We'll see. All right. Time to ask Rob what is X, and he'll tell us why. We usually don't do this, but we're going to do this anyway because it's a before and after thing. Lieutenant Dan is X-ing.
So this is real interesting. Lieutenant Dan is a gentleman who lives outside of Tampa on a sailboat, and he said that he was going to ride this thing out on that sailboat, et cetera, et cetera. And he did, except for he didn't, because Tampa's mayor came out this morning and said that while there were claims to the contrary, he accepted shelter from the city and emergency services had to go get this guy and bring him to a shelter to ride out the storm. So not only did he utilize social media to make himself famous, but then he chickened out of doing the thing he said he was going to do and put emergency service first responders out in a storm to come get his ass and save him from himself. As far as I'm concerned, the minute that storm hit the shore, you're on your own, bud. You decided to get famous from this. You're not putting other lives in danger because you decided to get social media clout. You should have left his ass on the boat.
It's amazing that you saw that. I didn't see any of that anywhere. So, okay. All right. The next thing that's X-ing, well, it's not X-ing, but I'm going to do it anyway. Stephen Garcia.
All right. Stephen Garcia.
You got to.
So as this storm came aboard in Florida, which is where former Gamecock and current Gamecock legend Stephen Garcia lives. Stephen Garcia, who, by the way, is on my wife's The List. Some of y'all know what The List is, all right? Stephen Garcia is on my wife's The List.
Probably right after he defeated Alabama, I'm guessing.
I'm sure. About the time that Stephen Garcia and the Gamecocks knocked off the Alabama Crimson Tide, my wife was coming to her own as a South Carolina fan. So Stephen Garcia is on her The List, and she has made this very clear to me from the time that we started dating. Well, Stephen Garcia, as the hurricane came ashore yesterday, decided to go be his own Florida man. He's full Florida man now. His own full Florida man.
He would do that no matter what state he's in.
I'm sure. But he's in Florida.
Have you read about some of the trouble he was in?
He's in Florida. Yeah, okay. He's a Florida man. So he went out yesterday and took a picture of himself holding an American flag as the storm came ashore. Totally butt-ass naked.
Oh, no,
naked.
It wasn't a picture. This is video.
Oh, he did video, too?
Yeah, there's video. I've seen video, unfortunately. That's popped up on our video, on my feed. And even Diesel has commented on it.
I don't know what to tell you. Steven Garcia is, I mean, he is a special kind of dude. I literally sent a screen cap of that, because I just saw the picture, of the picture that Steven Garcia posted of him buck-ass naked holding an American, oh, I see it now, yeah, holding American flag.
It's a Gamecock
flag.
And it's billowing in the wind. I'm talking about the flag.
You're talking about both. You just didn't know it yet.
It's a video. It's a behind video, not a forward video.
Yeah, I mean, when I said butt ass naked, I know that because I saw the butt ass naked.
Okay, all right,
all right. Dude's a Gamecock lady. You know what? Let's get him on the show again next week. We're going for it.
I mean, why not?
Let's get Steven Garcia back. You know. He tweeted out, "This bleep starting to get nasty." And then, like, less than an hour later, tweeted out a picture of him in what I assume is his backyard, in what I assume is not his clothing, holding a Gamecock flag, and just telling the storm, bleep you.
All right,
is the best way I can put it.
One more thing as we head out the door. A person who I think Steven Garcia probably would have been friends with and still could, that would be David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth, who is 114 today.
No, he turned 70.
70. Yeah, that's close enough. 70 years old. David Lee Roth. Big fan, by the way.
Van Halen? Him or Hagar?
Him.
Hagar, for sure.
I'm not a Hagar guy at all.
Yeah, Hagar. I mean,
Van Hagar is fine, but it ain't Van Halen.
It was still Van Halen because Eddie was still in it. The name never changed. You people who say Van Hagar, you're weird, okay? The name was never changed. Go away.
Van Hagar.
Take your sunglasses off. Be nicer in the office.
They're not sunglasses. They're fashion glasses. You know why?
Pretty Deadly.
You know why? Because I'm a fashion icon. We'll confirm that tomorrow with Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy! That's it for us. Y'all have a spectacular rest of your day. Thanks for being here. Come back tomorrow, 6 to 10 a.m. when we do it all over again, but better, on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Later!
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.